Hello, we are back to Motivational Monday Enlightenment. So we're on, it is 8:22 Eastern Standard Time. So it's pretty early on the West Coast. So before we get into our important discussion, I'd just like to tell the world what happened to me. So as I'm pulling out of my complex, there's a garbage truck there and they're trying to do an Austin Powers, like back up, pull forward to, you know, get out of a tight little spot, which they made it. They did it. Like, wow, I could have never done that. But then, so as they drove off and everything, then this lady in this huge, like, Suburban, let's say, she pulls out. I live in a city where cars are parked on both sides of the street. So when a car is coming, you either stop and let that car pass, or you find like a driveway or something, you pull over so the car will have space. She pulled out super wide and I couldn't get by. And she couldn't get by. And then she got upset with me and told me I need to move and go over. I looked at her and I'm like, are you serious, lady? Like, really? Why do people get these huge vehicles and pull out super wide on these very, very narrow streets? You know, like, come on. So as we're sitting there, because I'm like, I can't move, you need to back up and pull over, this other little guy, he comes out, you need to move over. I'm like, what? Like, she needs to move. So as I'm, you know, sitting there in my car, he looks, and then so then he looks at her, and then he says, oh, yeah, you need to move over. Like, yeah. Yeah, because she's trying to get him on his side. Yeah, I told her she needs to move. Like, no. Like, excuse me, sir. Please go back to your vehicle. Because what you're doing is not helping the situation. The lady needs to move. So she moved. And then I was able to go by. So, you know, stand your ground. If somebody's trying to make you move or whatever, when you know you're not at fault, like, if you've done everything right, don't let anybody else make you feel like you've done something wrong. If you believe that it's true, then it must be true. If there's some fact to it, I could not move over anymore. She had space and she could have easily backed up and, you know, let me by. But no, we had to sit there. And so there are a lot of people in line, you know, waiting to go by, honking the horn and all this stuff. And the guy that got out trying to direct traffic or whatever, he pulled up, like, not very close to her, but enough for her to, like, to back up so she could take care of what she needed to do. So, yeah, again, if you know you are right, stand your ground, stand up for yourself. And I did that. So to that lady, ooh. And for everybody out there that's trying to stand up for themselves, yay. Okay, so anyway, let's move on to our morning motivation. So, what I wanted to talk to you guys about today is how to not feel bad about taking me time. So take me time and don't feel bad about it. Now, I have to tell you, and I'm sharing to the world. So this, for the past 2 weeks, you know, I've been like super stressed and everything, and you know, just trying to get it together and just hold it tight, you know. And sometimes, like, it just hits me all at once and I have to sit down and say, hey, I need to take some time out for me. Because when you try to stretch yourself out between your job, trying to worry about your finances, trying to take care of your children, if you have children, if you take care of a spouse or a grandparent or a parent, whatever, if you're caring for someone besides yourself, it could even be a pet, these pets these days, you know, they're high maintenance as well. But, you know, sometimes you have to take time out for yourself. And I was feeling really guilty about it. And I'm like, almost like, oh my gosh, I feel depressed. I'm sad. Like, I shouldn't be doing this. I should be doing something for, you know, somebody else. I should be going and making up my kids' beds and, you know, just like, you know, crazy stuff like that, because they should really be doing it themselves. But, like, don't feel guilty about taking time out for yourself. As adults, we have a lot of pressure, and it's extremely difficult to keep everything going that's in our minds. Like, we have to worry about a job. We have to worry about, you know, keeping a roof over our heads. We have to worry about putting food on the table. We have to keep account numbers going in our heads. We constantly have to do the math and see what's going on, like adding, subtracting, just things that we don't even think about. And that takes a toll on us. And so what I'm trying to tell you today is, don't get to the point where you are just completely burnt out, where you can't do anything else, because then that would just be horrible. Then you won't be any good to anyone. So try to take time out for yourself. Be selfish. You know, hey, if you have to lock yourself in the closet, in your hiding spot, and put a sign on the door for your kids and your husband or spouse or mate or whatever, your partner, and say, you know, hey, I need an hour. This is my me time. Please don't disturb. Then do it. If you take hot bubble baths or whatever, you need to do it, because it's very important. So, since I'm sharing with the world, what I like to do for myself, like once a month, and it's just me time besides the time I need to take, you know, at least I get this. I like to go and get waxed. I don't know how you guys feel about that, but I like to go and get waxed. And I think that's something that, you know, you guys should like find. Like something that makes you feel pretty, that makes you feel handsome or whatever, or makes you feel good, you know, but just take that me time. You have to, because when you're constantly moving around, you will break eventually. Believe me, I know. I've been there. I'm still in recovery from breaking, trying to do everything. So you don't want to do that. It's a very hard fall. Like when a person breaks their hip, it's a very hard fall and a long recovery. So you have to find out what you like to do, what will make you happy. Take that hour once a month. Do something you can look forward to. Maybe it's getting your feet done, your nails, your hair. Maybe it's going fishing. Maybe it's going to the library and going into a corner and not being bothered by anyone, but you have to take your time. And so, you know, I meet a lot of younger people, and a lot of them are in their 20s. And so I tell them that right now in their 20s is their me time. So they're, when you're in your 20s, it's like, you know, you're an adult before you become a real adult, especially when you're in college. Man, if I could go back to my college days, because you're like an adult, but you still live on campus, so you don't have real bills, or if you're lucky enough to get an apartment off campus and maybe a little part-time job or something, you know, like, you could still have that balance of schoolwork and fun and stuff. Well, I know for me, I had a lot. So anyway, you know, like you find that time in your 20s and you're coming into yourself, you're still growing, you're still learning. And I feel like in your 20s, between 20 to, let's say, 28, that's your time to come into yourself. And you shouldn't rush it. You should take all the me time that you need. I have a sister, and a lady told her, like, well, yeah, you should have kids. And my sister's like, well, why? And she's like, well, you know, because you're just being selfish. And she's like, what? Like, don't rush into that. You know, if you are in your 20s, be as selfish as you need to be to get yourself together. Take your me time. And I found this little article about that, you know, because I tell all of the young people, if you are, you know, in your 20s, there's nothing wrong with taking all the me time you need, because you're growing into that person. You know, before you get 30, hopefully you have things figured out. Because in our 20s, we tend to go with our gut. We tend to, you know, like, hey, let's go travel to Dubai. Yeah. You know, I never did that in my 20s. I wish I would have, because now trying to buy 4 plane tickets and make arrangements for the kids and having to do like stuff for the children. Yeah. So if you don't have children and you're in your 20s, live it up. Learn from it. You can tend to go more with gut decisions because you don't really have that responsibility, because you're taking that me time. When you have your children young, because in a lot of cultures, they tell you, oh, have children. So like as soon as the poor young girl starts menstruating, she's like a woman already. And before you know it, before like she's 18, she's already pregnant. And that's so horrible, because, you know, unless the guy, the father is really there and really good, she has to basically give up her life and take care of everything, you know, and take care of the child and miss out on everything, which is not good. So, you know, I mean, don't rush into that. Take your me time. And so, like, as far as slowing down, like, you know, you don't have to rush, like, oh, I need to hurry up and get married and do all this stuff. Like, you're in your 20s, slow down. You don't have to do all of that. You know, take time to find out who you are, to see, you know, what type of person you like. What, because everybody has a type. Everybody. I don't care if you say, oh, I don't have a type of girl or type of guy. Even I have a type. I love curly hair and like thick eyebrows. Like I love it. Like that's my type, you know? But everyone has a type. And in your 20s, that's when you find out what you like, what you don't like. So maybe when you get older, you can spot the red flags before, you know, it's too late. So like you can take your time. And in your 20s, sometimes you are a little bit more forgiving, because when you're in your 30s and 40s and people, they cross you or they make you mad or say you break up, when you're older, you feel like, oh, you've taken time out of my life that I could have been giving towards something else, you know, because at that age, it's like you want something solid and stable. But in your 20s, you're still kind of playing around. I'm not saying that, you know, people don't find love in their 20s. It does happen. But, you know, when you're older, it's just you want that stability a little bit more, because you're more mature, you know, versus you at 21. Because at 21, it's just like you're just hot and you want everybody. So I say, hey, put you first. Take your me time. Get that now. Block it off in your schedule. Because when you are a lot older, like myself, it's very hard. And sometimes you just keep pushing and pushing and pushing until, you know what? You break, you fall. And then you have to spend the rest of your time, who knows how long it takes for you to try to pick up the pieces. And you know, Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall. Even the Queen's men couldn't get him back together again. So when you're older and you keep pushing and pushing and you don't take that me time and you fall off that wall, either you're going to be put back together slowly or not at all. And if you are constantly thinking about others, then what are you going to do when you can't help them anymore? Like I said earlier. Okay. So you have to. So it's hard, but you can do it. And I know as a parent, it's hard to try to take me time because your children are always so needy. They need you for everything. Everything. They need you. You don't want your kids, which is perfectly fine. Uh-oh. And I thought I was in a good neighborhood. Huh? There's no such thing as a good neighborhood, guys. Remember that. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with your children needing you. But sometimes you need to have peace of mind, you know, for yourself, to get yourself together so that you can become a better person. Because when we have all of our thoughts just clouding around and, you know, in our head just jumbling up, it's just not good. So we have to have a clear mind. And I'm speaking from the heart because I know how it is. Like when you're upset, you don't know why, you're sitting there, you want your peace and quiet, but you can't have it. It's building up. You're like a ticking time bomb because you need to take that time for yourself. You have to. And then once you're doing it, you got to figure out what the problem is, what's going on. So, I mean, I know. And if you guys ever want to talk to me about what you're going through, you can reach out to me at positiveecs.com. You can set out a Google Hangout and then just let me know. Or you can email me at positiveecs@gmail.com. But sometimes you need someone to talk to, or you need to learn how to schedule that me time. And it's very difficult. And so the me time is something that helps you decompress. You know, it could be jogging, it could be anything, but just make sure you get it in there. Because like I said, you just don't want to keep going and going and going and saying, yes, okay, and just pass out, you know, from exhaustion. And I hear a lot, like, you know, I was listening to the rich dad, poor dad thing. And sometimes they're like, well, rich people, they don't sleep. They just keep working and they just keep going. You know, a lot of people, excuse me, they push themselves, you know, which is good. You have to push yourself to see what you're capable of. But also know when you're at your limit and you need like a slight break. I mean, it's great to see what you can do. It's awesome because you don't know what you're capable of, what you can do, what you can become, which is good. Strive for that. But also know you have to take a mental break and take that me time. It's hard, but you can do it and not feel guilty. I know so many people just feel guilty about it. And like I said, I'm one. When I just sit there and I'm like, oh, I feel so useless. But my brain, not so much my body, but just my brain, my thoughts, they really needed it, you know, to get it together. So I encourage you to do that today, every day. If you need it to be every day for 30 minutes, for an hour, once a month, you can take like a longer time. You can even get a room at the Motel 6. They'll keep the light on for you if you need a weekend. But make sure you make arrangements for your family. Of course. Of course. You just don't want to leave and, you know, let your kids just be hanging out by themselves. That wouldn't be cool. That would be a bad parent. And I'll talk about parenting at another time, but never do that. Never, ever. So anyway, that's what's going on with me today. Take your time. Don't feel bad about it. Because we only get one life, so we have to live it to the fullest, right? That's how I feel. Because so many times, you know, I feel like you have to live for other people to try to please them. But you can't do it. If you're continuously trying to please that person, never taking time out for yourself, maybe they are not happy. Think about that. But be brave. You can do it. And I'll be here to help you. All right. So we are going to end our Motivational Monday Enlightenment. And I know it should have been a little bit earlier because people are probably driving to work or already at work. But guess what? With technology, you can download this. Hey. So Friday, I will be on probably with Mr. Sippy. And so we do our free for all Fridays and we talk about what's on our mind, who made us upset, how we unwind, and like just little silly topics and stuff that come up every now and then. I think last Friday's was like the funniest. But anyway, that's just me. But yeah, but thank you for listening. And please tune in again to another Motivational Monday Enlightenment. So you can reach me at positiveecs.com. Shoot me an email. You can leave a comment. My Gmail is positiveecs@gmail.com. You can leave a message on my Facebook, Positive Enlightenment. I'm also on Tumblr. I'm everywhere, Positive Enlightenment. Instagram, Positive Enlighten, and Twitter, Positive Enlighten. All right, so you can find me. I'm around. I'm always posting stuff. And if you want to talk, shoot me an email. And then maybe we can even have you call in. Who knows what the possibilities are. So take time out for yourself. You can do it. Break the unbreakable. Obtain the unobtainable. Stop the unstoppable. Be bold. Push the limits. Don't let any man or woman stop you. Remember that. And take your time. Don't let anyone push you into something that you don't want to do. Take your time. All right. So thank you, and I will talk to you soon.